Just a basic rundown. How's the schedule kind of condensed this week with the short week?
Yeah, on a short week, that's why I'm running in here right now. So, you know, we got back to work Sunday morning. Coaches and then, you know, typically in a regular week, our players, we give players Sunday off. But in a short week like this, we had to meet, review the game last Saturday as coaching staff and with the players, and then move on to LSU, and we practiced last night. So yesterday evening, and we're back on the field today. For us, today is Wednesday. So forgive me if I screw something up. I kind of get in that mode, and it's Wednesday and then of the game week. So, you know, we skip a couple days there, but we're off and moving, and we'll be at practice this afternoon and go from there.
To the right, Gabe.
Coach, how important is this one for you, considering it probably is the last Thanksgiving day or night game for the foreseeable future, considering the opponent, considering there's still so much to play for in bowl position?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that first part of that question, you know, about the last Thanksgiving. I don't know that for sure, but I think what's important is that it's senior night, and for these guys, it's a very, very special night and a very, very special, really an emotional night. You know, guys that have been through a lot and been through different things. I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about life and, you know, guys that we've known as a staff in recruiting that have come here and have had all kinds of experiences that are never really public. And to get to their last game on Kyle Field can be emotional, particularly when it's Thanksgiving. And so, you know, you've heard me say before that Thanksgiving is about the three F's: family, food, and football. And family's in town, you know, and we're real fortunate to be one of the teams that America gets to enjoy while they sit on the couch after dinner, and I think that's a big deal, and it's great exposure for our university. It's great exposure for our program, but also it's an emotional time for a group of guys who are playing their last game on Kyle Field. So, you know, everybody wants that last experience to be as positive an experience as there can be. So from that standpoint, Gabe, I think that's where it is with this team and a group of guys that have been through different experiences, but a pretty positive experience since they've been here at Texas A&M. A lot of them have graduated. Some of them are going to graduate here in a couple weeks. But, you know, no matter what happens, whether they play another level, and certainly we've got a bowl game. This gives us a chance to climb up probably another tier and create another positive experience. But I think you know, the big takeaway is, you know, the emotional time that'll be in that tunnel, and what how this team is feeling about sending these guys out in the right way.
Down front, Brent.
Outside of the nostalgia of it, since this is the last Thanksgiving Day game, are there positives moving forward for it being on a Friday, Saturday, in years ahead?
You know, it's I get different feelings from different people. You know, I think that some of our older former students are really, really comfortable with Thanksgiving Day because of history and playing on Thanksgiving Day. Some people have kind of moved into another role of, hey, television's dictating a lot. You know, we had a hard time when I first got here explaining that 2:30 was the primetime game, and because it's kind of hot out there for fans. But I think we've come to accept that. If we can get to those 2:30 games, that was kind of the deal. So you know when you change leagues and you change, you know, opponents and different things like that, there's going to be change. And you know, I don't know that like you said, both of you brought up this is the last one on Thanksgiving. That may or may not be true based on what we've seen over the last 5 years. You know, I thought a few years ago that was going to be the last one. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. But what you do know is it's a great opportunity for this football team And for these guys who, you know, have a few last chances to be together as a team, and particularly these seniors, and having this happen in a home game at Kyle Field, I mean, it's a great way for these guys to finish their careers here. But also, I think it's exciting for our fans. And like I said, you know, it's a great platform for national TV, because everybody's laying around watching football that day, and it's something that we don't take for granted.
And follow up, you've had success against every other SEC West opponent. What would it mean to have some success against LSU and perhaps maybe reach double digit wins again?
Yeah, I mean that's the goal, and we haven't won the game, for whatever reason. I mean, we've sometimes we've played well, sometimes we haven't. But for us, and you know how I am, Britt, the lump sum of things is one thing, but this is another game, and this is a game that is an SEC West game that these guys, our team, wants to win, and put us in position for some positive, real positive things in postseason play. So from that standpoint, that's where this is. And there's a lot of guys, let's face it, there's a lot of guys on this field, going to be on the field Thursday, that know each other. Some played at the same high school. Some played in the same district. They've played against each other. Got some coaches that coach both places. So there's going to be a lot that goes on and a lot of familiarity. And from that, from the overall picture, and logistically, with them being as close in proximity to us, it'll be a pretty good atmosphere Thursday night.
We'll go far left, Cease.
Kevin, how has LSU changed under Coach O, and do you have any kind of history with him?
I've known him off and on for a long time, and I know that. Noel had worked there. Obviously I was in communication with Noel that whole time, and when he came back to Ole Miss, and a number of guys there, and he's done a great job as interim at both places at USC. I think what you see is that he gets immediate player buy-in, creates enthusiasm, energy level on tape is very, very high. And they're playing hard, and so I think he's just like he did at USC. That's a very difficult thing to do in the middle of the season, or at any time of the season, to walk in and now you instead of being in a room with a handful of players, to walk in and communicate your ideas, get buy-in, and get guys to do things is not a very easy job, and he's done that. And you can see the energy level on tape, and how they play. They've been really, really close in some losses, like last Saturday. So their energy level will be high, and like I said, the atmosphere Thursday night's gonna I think take care of itself, and that's something that both teams need to match early in the game and throughout. So as far as history with him, I not really, just talk to him a little bit and. Off and on, just like coaches do at different places, but he's done a great job this year.
Second row here, Suzanne, and then Ben, you'll follow Suzanne.
Hey, Kevin, Trevor was in here earlier saying that he wants to play on Thursday. Has anything changed since you made that announcement 2 weeks ago?
Do you want me to give you injury information?
Yes, I would like to. We would all like that. I mean, but seriously, has something changed?
Here's where he is. Everybody, that's the kind of guy he is. He wants to play. The doctors and his rehab, everything else, that's his health and safety to me is what's most important, Suzanne. So, just because you want to do something doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do. And, he's a strong-willed guy. You could see him running around. We had a conversation the week before that really, with Jake that was playing in the Ole Miss game, he was kind of withdrawn, Trevor was. And I thought that, you know, we could use his energy and leadership a little bit more on the sideline, which there was a big difference last Saturday than the Saturday before. Now, I did get concerned when I saw him out of his sling and with shorts on running up and down the sideline last week, Saturday. But, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. So, you know, that's neither here nor there when it gets to answering your question. You know, the prognosis I gave you a few weeks ago is still the prognosis, and we'll go from there.
Ben, second row.
I almost just completely blanked on my question here. So, well, the first question, well, I had two of them, so I'll just go with the first one, if I remember the second one. You know, being one of the few black head coaches in FBS and specifically the SEC, do you feel any extra pressure to succeed in paving the way for other guys to take head coaching jobs at big schools?
Ben, I've always said that, you know, your success, any success we can have here and any improvement of everything, any improvement from wins, from facilities, from moving a program that was a 500 program when I got here to being better, can only help, you know, help people that look like me. That's just a fact. So, you know, the perception or whatever about coaches, or particularly minority coaches, you know, with winning and with improving their situation and stepping into a situation, particularly changing leagues in one of the hardest places in the country to play, and being able to handle that situation can only help.
You know, how do you feel like you've improved as personally as a coach this year compared to previous years?
Well, you know, every year you're trying to get better. And, you know, I think I've said before, you know, whatever happens during the season, really on a week-to-week basis, but at the end of the year, you assess the things you do well, and you want to try to stay ahead of the curve there. You assess the things that are not going well. And then I think, you know, it's well stated that, you know, we made some decisions last year that were difficult but put us in a better position to have success. I think that, you know, that because of that, you know, you've got there's different people here right now. I think there's a maturity level on this team that's better. But, you know, life's about experiences, and it's about the journey, and then being able to look at focus on the journey more so than the destination, because you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, how that journey works, you got to look at that every day, not the destination. And if you can fix that and keep it, you know, in the fairway, so to speak, you know, you got a better chance to get to the destination. I think that's been the biggest deal.
Stay on second row. Olin, then to the back. Daryl.
Kevin, you mentioned going possibly a higher tier bowl. Do you specifically talk to the guys and bring up the possibility of the Sugar Bowl? And also, do you sense whether or not they even, you know, I don't know how kids are now, do they even understand the difference in what the Sugar Bowl might represent as opposed to something else?
You know, we really haven't really talked that much about it until now, you know, because of what's out there. We're playing an early game this week. There's some positives and negatives to that. You know, we're in a short week, but you do get to play and then sit back and watch everybody else, whatever happens. So I think just like everything else, our guys are aware of it. You know, we want to, without a doubt, you know, we still got an opportunity to win double-digit games, which very few teams have that. And I think that's what's most important. And in order to do that, you can't look past Thursday and say that. So the focus still remains on Thursday and trying to complete a task to go be 1-0 this week. And then after that, it's really not up to us. And I think what we have to do is put ourselves in the best position by 10 o'clock Thursday night to see what happens. And that's been our conversation. And it gets back to what I was talking about our seniors and about the last game on Kyle Field and leaving, letting those guys leave here with with the right frame of mind and with the positive experience Thursday night. And then after that, you know, if that happens, there's going to be some good stuff out there for us. So
we'll go to the back, Darrell.
Coach, I want to ask you a couple of questions about LSU. First off, their defense. I think they've given up maybe 11 touchdowns in 10 games.
11 in 10 games.
Putting the ball in the end zone is pretty difficult to do against those guys. Can you talk about what it's going to be like for you guys to try to do that this Thursday?
I'm not going to let you run the team meeting today with that one. But
I got it.
I'm going to be a little bit more positive today than that. Yeah, no, they're good. And they're one of the top defensive teams in the country. You're right, 11 touchdowns in 10 games. I think, Ole Miss is the only team to get, 21 on them. So they've been consistent in their defense. They've got playmakers across the board. They're big up front. You know, Arden Key is a prolific pass rusher. You know, you're going to have two of those on the field Thursday night. Two of the best in our league. And then on the back end, they play a lot of man-to-man because of their skill sets. And, they've got interchangeable pieces back there that can play safety and play and cover. So that gives them some more flexibility with, a linebackers that are experienced. So, yeah, I mean, we understand the challenge. And, that's something that, believe it or not, that's something that we came in here Sunday morning and started working on right after Saturday. And you know, our guys get it. We know it. And there's a lot of good defenses in this league, but, you know, this is one of the best ones that we face, you know, even with Alabama.
How excited are you – I'll spin this one positively. How excited is your defense to see if they can repeat what they did last Saturday in terms of stopping the run against LSU?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you know what you're getting in this game. And I think, they're obviously Leonard Fournette is a great player, but Geis is a home run hitter too. I think he's proven a number of times, even against us last year in the return game, what kind of a weapon he is. So, you know, they've got a big, strong offensive line, and they use it well with some backs that are really, really explosive and tough, and some really good speed on the perimeter. You get down in there, and they're going to take their deep shots. We got to hold up with that, and with some long receivers that can really stretch the field. So, they're a talented football team, and because of that talent level and because of how they're coached, you know, they've been in every ball game, and our guys recognize the challenge. You know, all you got to do is turn on the tape, which we did yesterday, and understand where that is. And you know, in a game like this, special teams will become really, really important, and because of a couple different reasons for the field position battle, trying to create long fields and short fields, and then. Points are precious in this game. And the special teams, not just – I think everybody's focused on the offense and defensive situations in this football game, but special teams is going to have a lot to say about who wins this game.
Sam, and then Brent, you'll wrap us up.
In the time you've been here and everything you've experienced in this conference, what are some of the things you've learned or maybe things that you see that might be missing for this program to – take the next step to where a game like this at the end of the regular season means competing for the SEC West title?
Well, what you want to do is put yourself in that position, you know, and then that comes with winning, you know, and we've made some steps in this program, and it's definitely improved, but you know, for us to be where we want to be, we do need to take that next step and play for championships and be involved in that conversation consistently. Where we are right now is a team that has made some strides since coming into this league consistently, probably more consistently than any other team in the West than one. And then what you want to do is what we – our goal is to be at that next level. And that's a combination of a lot of things. It's a combination of depth. It's a combination of talent. It's a combination of coaching. It's a combination of luck, too, just to be honest with you, and staying healthy. So, you know, that's something that that you know we strive for every day in what we do. And from a recruiting standpoint, from a conditioning standpoint, everything that we put in place here as far as player development and player retention, and just to have those guys here and is not enough talented players. So all those things work hand in hand to try to get to that next level, and you know that's where we are right now.
Last one, Brent.
Hope I'm not catching you too off guard with this one, but you know I know you leaned on him so much, like we all do with our fathers. How much have you missed him this season?
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough, you know. So. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
You did catch me off guard. No, just because, you know, it's somebody you can talk to all the time, and good times and bad times. And this year has been a lot of both of those. So a little bit tough.